Well, good morning. How are you all this morning? You doing okay? Bad? Oh, Soren, come on, dude. Well, it's so good to have you here on this very special day. Did you hear that gospel lesson? You did? Jesus was right there in the synagogue and he read this wonderful text to everybody about how God was going to bring sight to the blind and all this wonderful stuff. And they thought, he's pretty cool. Isn't that what they thought? They said, oh, they thought a lot about him. Isn't that old Joseph's son? That's Joe's boy. Yeah. And then he said, hey, look, I'm not really talking so much about you all, because look, when Elijah was here and Elijah told you all of these things and there was this famine in the land, did Elijah come to the people who were sitting out in the pews, all those church people out there? No. Went to a perfect stranger. And then Elisha, what happened with Elisha when all of these terrible things were happening? Did he go to the church people? Jesus said, no. You know what? You know what happened with the people who were in church? No. They got really mad. They got really angry with Jesus. They got so mad at Jesus. Did you hear what they were going to do to him?
No.
You weren't listening at all. They were so mad at Jesus, they were going to throw him off a cliff. They were taking that sermon pretty seriously, weren't they? That's right. They wanted to throw him off the cliff. Doesn't that seem strange that they wanted to throw him off the cliff for talking about God's love?
No.
I think it's weird. They were really angry with Jesus. Do you think that's what God wanted them to do? I think God wanted them to be, now here's a big word, are you ready for it? All you little ones, you got to help me. That's a good word. God wanted them to be happy. No, God wanted them to be, ready? Reconciled. Can you say, ready for an even bigger word? Reconciliation. That's pretty darn good for a kid with no teeth. That's excellent. That was superb. Reconciliation. Can you say it?
Reconciliation.
What do you think it means?
I don't know.
Well, you'd be surprised that most adults apparently don't know either. Reconciliation is when Coco's really mad at her sister Natalie. Really mad. Does that ever happen?
Yeah.
Natalie's really mad at Coco. And do you think, can you stay mad forever?
No.
So, at some point, your mom comes and she says, you two need to, you need to stop. You need to work this out. Thank you. So you were all together, right? And then you got pulled apart. And reconciliation is when we use God's love to put it back together. Put it together and hold it together. And so we preach about the gospel of reconciliation, of loving one another through God and being together. That's a lot better than throwing somebody off a cliff, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think
that's
so
bad
too.
People off the cliff.
I often think that as well, especially around annual meeting time. So I want you to remember that word, reconciliation. It's one of the ways that God uses God's love for us, that we can be put together. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.